If you sometimes think there's just not enough good news in this world, recall these words. I have this little sister, Lola. She is small and very funny. Charlie and Lola are back, the eternally kind older brother and perpetually curious younger sister who simply will never eat a tomato. The new Charlie and Lola book is called Absolutely One Thing. Charlie and Lola are given life, of course, in words and drawings by Lauren Child, the admired writer and illustrator of several signature children's series, including the Clarice Bean books and Ruby Redfort novels. But this is her first Charlie and Lola in a while. Boy, some of us have missed them. Lauren Child joins us now from London. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Where have they been, Charlie and Lola?
Well, I think two things happened. One was that the television series of Charlie and Lola rather got a grip on my time.
Yeah.
And I spent so many hours working with the television people and, you know, designing for Charlie and Lola, the TV series, that I was a bit exhausted with them and I needed to do something else. And now they've been away for quite some time, I've missed them.
Yeah, so you decided to bring them back.
Yes, so I decided to bring them back. Yeah.
May we read a bit from your book?
Yes, of course.
If we could. And maybe we should set the story. It's, of course, about counting, sort of. How Charlie and Lola and all kids decide they're going to try and figure that out. I'm going to suggest I be Charlie, you be Lola. I will warn you, I have been told by our British staff members that I have the worst British accent since Dick Van Dyke was in Mary Poppins.
Hurrah!
So I apologize in advance, okay? But I simply can't let you be the only one with a British accent in this reading. All right, let me try it. So, Charlie, I'm running as fast as I can, and Lola is counting ladybugs on the path. She says,
there are at least 50 or 2017. How many shoes would 50 or 2017 ladybugs need, Charlie?
I say, none. Ladybugs don't wear shoes.
What about socks, says Lola?
No, they never wear socks.
It must be very ouchy, says Lola.
How do you get inside the minds of children?
I think it's about listening. I love listening to the way children talk and the way they put together their ideas.
You have a daughter now, I gather.
I do have a daughter. She's just turned 6.
And do you shamelessly plunder what she says?
I do write it down. But the things that she says, the things that any child say, are far more exaggerated and extraordinary than any of the things that I could write or invent.
Lola began as a little girl you saw on a train?
That's correct, yep.
What happened?
I was travelling from Copenhagen to Jutland. So I was over in Denmark with my Danish boyfriend. And we were on this train and there was this extraordinary little pixie-like child who was travelling with her parents. And she was tiny. I think she was probably about 2.5 or 3 or something. But she kept burbling onto them. And you could tell that they were very, very keen to be reading their books. And they really didn't want to talk to her. And so she kept sort of looking at them sideways out of the corners of her eyes because she knew she was going to get told off any minute, affectionately. But, you know, you could see the look on their faces. So anyway, I just thought she was the most wonderful little thing. And I drew a picture of her when I got home as I remembered her. And then I found a story that I felt would suit her personality.
And Charlie?
And Charlie was actually based on more than one person, but a little bit based on my older sister, Rachel, who was one of those very, very kind and responsible older siblings. And she was always very nice to me. She wasn't as nice as Charlie, because nobody is. But she was a very sort of caring, responsible older sibling.
Do you hear from some of your readers around the world who tell you that one of their hopes with Charlie and Lola is that siblings will learn to be kind to each other?
I get that a lot from parents, actually.
Yeah.
Parents are very keen on the Charlie and Lola books. And I think that is because it's that rather nostalgic sort of looking back at those moments that we remember in our own childhoods, perhaps, that were just perfect. And everybody I think, will have at least one memory where you just felt really good about, in your childhood, or good about your siblings or your cousins. And I think really Charlie and Lola is about that perfect 15 minutes that might come along on any given day where your children are playing beautifully together.
You mean as opposed to the rest of the 23 yes. hours and 45
the,
minutes?
The rest of the time. It's a struggle.
It's okay when yes. they're sleeping, though. So let me yes. let me rejigger the math a little bit. Yeah. Lauren Child, her latest Charlie and Lola book is Absolutely One Thing. Thanks so much for being back with us.
Pleasure. Thank you.